Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mick Fay and we're going to talk about Camp Sunnyside. Good morning to you, Mick.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Mick, you've been working on this project for a number of years, but I understand that the whole project in Iowa has been going on for 50 years.
Yes, it was started in last year was our 50th anniversary, and we capped that off with a special drawing that we had. We had sold chances on a Polaris Ranger 900 crew cab that would seat five people, and then also an H&H 7x16 enclosed trailer to pull it in. Those tickets were $5 a piece last year. And this year, what we're doing, we're back to our four-wheeler. We're giving away a CF Moto that is has a 3,500-pound winch and power steering as standard options. And the other utility vehicles that we were looking at for this drawing, that they did not have the winch or the power steering option. So this is actually from a dealer in Waterloo. But, however, we do have a dealer in Southwest Iowa, and Edwards over in Council Bluffs is a dealer. So if anybody that would win it in Southwest Iowa could take it over there for service or anything else.
Okay. So the tickets are still $5. Is that right?
No, they're $1 this year.
They're $1?
They're only $1. I put 10 in a book so that if you want to buy a book or more, they are $10, you know, for a book. You don't have to be present to win. We don't draw for that until the night before Easter.
Okay,
and we draw for that about 10:30 that evening, and that's when everybody over the state culminates in the ride from that started on Good Friday from the borders of the state, and there's about 10 or perhaps 12 rides that come from the borders of the state and ride on horses to Des Moines. Then we meet in Des Moines on Saturday night. We have a victory dance at Lake Robbins Ballroom.
Now, when you talk about Saturday night, that is before Easter?
Saturday night before Easter. Okay. The night before Easter.
Okay. Now, Mick, we're sort of ended up here at the end, so we need to go back kind of to the beginning. All of this activity, and we're talking about an event that's going to come up here on the 24th, but all of this is in support of Camp Sunnyside. Some people probably don't know what Camp Sunnyside is all about, so tell us about that.
Well, Camp Sunnyside is an Easter sales camp located in Ankeny, Iowa. This time of year, it's open on the weekends for what they call respites, where they'll take the campers to Omaha to a motel or perhaps Kansas City or somewhere else to give the parents a weekend away from their handicapped child, perhaps. And a lot of them, some of them are adults. Mm-hmm. And then in the summertime, the camp is open, and then so a camper goes up there for a week at a time. They remodeled last year. They remodeled the swimming pool. They have archery. They have crafts. They have dormitories that with their own showers, locker rooms, bedrooms, and then that is shared with the counselors that also room with the campers.
Okay, so all of this is a result of Pony Express. That's an Iowa project. Is that right? But support.
Yes.
Okay.
Iowa is the only state that uses horses for fundraising tools to raise money for Camp Sunnyside, which is the Easter Seals camp, and it's the only organization that does this.
Hmm. Okay, it's kind of interesting to know that Iowa is kind of the standout in terms of getting something done unique. Now, the horse ride, the actual horse ride, that's just a part of it because at least here in Southwest Iowa, you've got some other events going on, and so let's talk about the one that's coming up on Saturday night.
Yeah, we have one at it'll be the 24th at the Cumberland Community Building from 8 to 12. And we'll have an auction during the breaks of the band and raffles. And we sell raffle chances for five chances for $1. And what I've been doing is the last several years, I take the two Fridays off before the dance to go around to the businesses in Cass County and get donations.
So what
are these?
What are some of the things? Yeah, what are some of the things that are going to be on the auction and the raffle?
Okay, some of the things are going to be on the auction. I have two stamped cross-stitch kits, Western Christmas glass ornaments, a John Deere fleece throw kit, a John Deere 4255 from AgriVision down in Messina. I have two sets of long-stemmed candle holders, five sets of cowboy boot Christmas lights.
Hmm.
There's eight of these little boots on a light, and I got five boxes of those. Candle holders with barbed wire stems that are kind of unique. And then I have some also the Western clothes. And this was all given to me by some friends of mine that have been supporting Pony Express for the last 6 or 7 years and to help make this auction such a success.
Mm-hmm.
And last year was the first year that we went over $8,000 in Cass County.
That's
but
just,
we've,
just Cass County.
In
In
Cass County.
Very good. And so then there are all the raffle items also that you, again, you gather up donations from various businesses and so on.
Yeah, I get cash donations generally from the banks and insurance agencies, and then I get a lot of gift certificates. I've got a $50 gift certificate from Anina Meat Processing. I've got gift certificates from the Redwood, gift certificates from the Weather Vane Cafe and Anita. You know, lots of other gift certificates here, there, everywhere. You know, I don't really have much help in Cass County, so I generally do most of the collecting myself. But if I don't happen to get to a business that would care to donate, we take cash donations or merchandise, and then I will determine whether I use it for an auction item or a raffle item that evening. And if anybody would like to donate to the cause, because everything that we do, all this money that we go raise goes to Camp Sunnyside to help the handicapped. So if anybody would like to donate, they could call me at 712-789-9980, and I would be glad to make arrangements to pick up any donations that they can have. Or they could just bring it with them to the dance that night. And I'll make sure that we take care of it.
Okay. Now, if you don't like to dance, that's okay. You could come and listen to the music. Just mention the band a little bit.
Well, the band is called Coal Mule, and my brother Paul Fay is the bass player. He has put together several musicians. One is the drummer is Mark Howard from Brooks, Iowa, that sits in on his band that when he plays at the Opera House in Corning. And the other one is Paul Hatfield, the lead singer, and he's actually from Albia, Iowa. So they come a long distance. The band members themselves come a long distance themselves to put this on. But the same band played for the dance I had last month for Pottawatomie County in Oakland. And everybody raved about how good they were.
All right. That's the motivation for us all to come and be at the Cumberland Community Center this Saturday. What time does it start?
It's not this Saturday. It's the 24th.
Yes, that's right. That's
okay.
Yes.
It's the 24th, and it starts at 8 o'clock and goes to midnight.
Okay, and there's always a few snacks.
Well, no, we don't have any snacks. The fire department does have an open bar.
All right.
But we don't bring any. We don't have any snacks, but we do have, like, Nancy Wolverton will bring some baked goods that we'll auction. And I have another lady, Connie Dellinger, said she's going to make some baked goods from Stanton, Iowa. She's a new Pony Express volunteer this year. And she made some baked goods for me last month at Oakland. And she said she'd make some more this month for Cumberland. So we'll have some baked goods to auction off. But if you want any snacks, bring your own snacks.
Okay, that's
but the firemen do have an open bar for your, and we have a large dance floor for all the line dancers. That's
okay.
The main thing about this nice building down at Cumberland.
Okay, so we're visiting with Mick Fay and basically talking about the fundraiser, the Pony Express fundraiser for supporting Camp Sunnyside. And, Mick, I've heard you say, of course, the dance and the auction and the raffle that's all happening Saturday the 24th is a big fundraiser. But if you have other things going on, and if people want to buy tickets for the grand prize, so to speak, they can buy those tickets $1 a piece, I believe you said. So
yeah, they're $1 apiece. They don't need to be present for the big drawing up there. And it is, we draw for it on Saturday, the night before Easter. They're $1 apiece, so I will have tickets available at the door that night. Or anyone, as I said, they can call me. I try to keep 30 to 50 tickets in my pocket every day.
Give your phone number again, Mick.
My phone number is 712-789-9980. Okay. And if anybody would like to go on the ride, we start down at the interstate, down at the truck stop there at the interstate, down at Glenwood. And we ride on Good Friday, we will ride from Glenwood to Creston on Friday.
Okay.
And we'll stay at the Super 8 Motel there. And then on Saturday, we'll get up and we'll go from Creston on up to and eat lunch at Winterset. Lorimer Firemen have a great breakfast for us there on the way on Saturday morning. And then we'll have lunch at Winterset and go on up to it.
Okay,
Mick,
just want to remind folks, there's lots of ways to support Camp Sunnyside. And the easiest way, of course, in addition to calling you, is show up at the dance this Saturday night, the 24th, at the Cumberland Community Center. We want to thank you very much, Mick Fay, for visiting with us and for all the work you do for Camp Sunnyside. Until next time, here's a thought from John Tesh. Don't compare your life to others and don't judge them. You have no idea what their journey is all about.